The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Ellen will lob it to the high post. Malberg's open, takes the free throw line jumper, and scores.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elwood as the Pirates battle the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Eight layups, sits on the rim and in. 7 for 8, first bucket of the second half.
Both squads are hovering around the 500 mark at the midway point of the season. The girls' teams are looking to find the win column after dropping games over the weekend, while both boys' teams are hoping to start a winning streak after Saturday night's victory. It's the Eagles and Pirates coming up next, but first in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Elwood right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Elwood High School for continuing coverage of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between the Pirates and the Overton Eagles. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls' game, very competitive. Elwood led basically the whole way, and Overton played catch-up, just couldn't get all the way back. Final score, Elwood 56 and Overton 49. The Elwood boys, 6-6, 7-5. For Overton, Coach Jay Stair says we have 5 losses on the year, but they've won 3 of their last 4. They started 4-1, had a rough holiday tournament where they fell to Ravenna and to Centura, lost to Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, state-rated teams in Arapahoe. So they, for the most part, play as a pretty darn good team. Last 5 games. They didn't play in a holiday tournament, which is a very rarity these days. They did play Southwest in a single game over the holiday break. We'll take a timeout here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, your starting lineups.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, nice crowd on hand here. Now, of course, Elwood doesn't have the newest or largest gym in the conference, but good crowd on. You buy 5 Points Bank, the Letter Bank in Kearney. For the visiting Overton Eagles, number 11 is a 6-foot senior, Matt Aiton. Number 13, 6-foot junior, Joel Schaefer. Number 15, 6-foot junior, Hayden Cahoy. Number 21, 6'3 sophomore, Creighton Ryan. And number 33, 6'3 sophomore, Caleb Eklund. Head coach of the Eagles is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. They're 7-5 on the season. They are going to miss some kids tonight due to illness and injuries. Logan Kaiser, Logan Johnson, Brad Davey are all out tonight for the Eagles. Not the case for the Pirates. They're in pretty good shape. Number 10 is a 5'11 sophomore, Skyler Werger. Number 12, 6-foot junior, Jacob Schmeckley. Number 22, 5'9 senior, Shad Wellen. Number 24, 5'10", senior Spencer Gittison. And number 34, 6'2", sophomore Zach Packmark. Head coach Kurt Ponchoff, assisted by J.P. Roberts and Patrick Rowe. Starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. The opening tip is next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And our boys' game is underway. Terry and Jason Stocker, a New Tech C dealer near you. First shot of the ball game is a baseline jumper from 8 that Caleb Eklund rolls in here right in front of us from the right baseline. Fast break the other way, trying to hustle the ball off the floor is Werger. Rotated around the perimeter here against the Overton man-to-man defense. Gets you about 10 per ball game. Pretty balanced scoring, though, between 7 and 10 points. And an average of 54 points a ball game for Elwood, a little higher than that for Overton. With the basketball is Hackbart, leaves it off left-hand corner. Quick ball, move up the top for the three. It's on the way, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, missed. Second time, missed again. And it's all the way out top and run down there by Shad Wellman. Schmeckley had a couple of chances. Kick it over on the wing. How about another three? That one is going to be blocked out there. Blocking the three-pointer is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer brings it up the other way, has it knocked out of his hands. And a foul called underneath on Elwood. And some free throws coming up. I think we might have had an inadvertent whistle. But when that happens, what are you going to do? You got to follow through. And Schaefer, and he misses the first one. It's off the front of the rim, no good. But the Pirates missed golden opportunities at the other end. Had four chances, could not convert. Second free throw, Schaefer, it's good. And Overton is up 3-0 here in the first minute of the ball game. Second possession now for the Pirates. Across the timeline with it will be Giddison. Gets it over to Hackbart, dumps it to the left-hand corner to Skyler Werger. He's guarded by Joel Schaefer. Down to the right side, Werger cuts to the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 11. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound comes out long to about 8, and 8 wants to run. Rolls around the defender. Double pumps, shot no good. Off the rim, rebound brought down by Spencer Giddison. Up the floor come the Pirates, a team that scored 106 in one game this year, followed up by 76 the next night. And a turnover called on Elwood as they walk with the basketball. First turnover of the game, and Overton will take it out in the backcourt here with Creighton Ryan. Elwood content to pick him up when they come across the timeline. Matt Aiton, the only senior on the team. He gets it inside, cutting in and missing the shot is Creighton Ryan. Rebound brought down by Zach Hackbart. So, again, some misses here early on. Three at the other end and a foul. Oh, my, yes. Just getting thumped to the ground is Skyler Werger, and he is going to get three free throws. Outer. And the foul on Hayden Cahoy will be the first here on Overton. Again, not a ton of seniors on either team. Couple starting for Elwood and one for Overton as the free throw is up. And it is in for Werger. Has a chance to tie the game here if he can make all three. 6:08 to go in the first quarter. And the second free throw up. And it's spun out all the way around and no. Final score, Kearney Catholic girls defeat Donovan Trumbull 72-27. The boys game will air in about 10 minutes on ESPN. And here comes Overton with a basketball, and they got away with a walk down low. Short jumper is up, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. How about a second time and a foul? Cahoy missed it, and then Eklund missed it, and then Eklund is fouled. And so we have seen a lot of missed shots here inside here in the first 2 minutes. 3-1 Overton. Another girls' score for you. Minden beats St. Paul tonight, 46-29. And the free throw happens to be on Spencer Giddison, and that is his second. Although Coach Bonjoff not bringing him out, two fouls, 2 minutes in, the free throw no good by Eklund. Caleb will have a second one, and it's short, and the rebound brought down by Giddison. So Giddison, who is second on the team in rebounding, gets that one. He gets nearly 7 a game. So does Blake Summer off the bench. Hackbart. And turnaround jumper, Werger in traffic. The ball partially deflected. Joel Schaefer, his second block. And Overton into the front court. Kick it to the right wing to Creighton Ryan. Knocked out of his hands and can't quite pick it up, Shad Wellman. Overton will gather the ball and reset it. Up top with the drive, lowering his shoulder. And a walk going to be called on Overton. Creighton Ryan, the first turnover for the Eagles. You'll see that quite a bit. When they lower that shoulder, they're going to say, you know what, the reason they lowered it is because they already walked. And the Pirates will sub here with Aaron Wiseman checking in, the 6-foot senior. And with two fouls, Bart has the first bucket of the ball game for Elwood. We are tied at 3, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Top the key, Hayden Cahoy. He forces his way in. Overton's doing everything off the dribble right now. Shot no good. Offensive putback. Caleb Eckler with the elevation. He's taller than everybody on the floor, and he gets the offensive putback. 5-3 Eagles. Elwood brings it to the top of the circle. Handling the point is Shad Wellen. Shad, the 5'9 senior, backs away, throws it into the corner. They go for the steal from Hackbart. It's knocked out of bounds by Creighton. Eklund is out. And Elwood to throw it in from the side. Hackbart got it to his man Wellman. They went for the steal, didn't get it. So Wellman wide open three, but it's no good. Rebound brought down by Joel Schaefer. Numbers aren't there, so he'll slow it up. Now drive the lane, kick it out of the lane. It's going to be Schmeckley, his fourth. And an over-the-back foul called on Overton. Goes on Tanner Ryan, his first and the second foul on the Overton Eagles. 5-3 Overton, 4:23 to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits and the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Werger closes into the front court to Wellman on the low block, Schmeckley tries to back in. Tough left-handed jumper, and he got the kiss. Jacob Schmeckley ties the ball game at 5. The 6-foot junior, solid inside early on. At the other end, Overton drives in. I'm not sure I've seen Overton run an offensive play yet. Everything's out of transition and a quick shot. Dribbling into a double team here is going to be Skyler Werger. He's in trouble, got free, and that means somebody's open. It's going to be Hackmark to throw up a three, top of the key, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy pushes the ball up the floor. Overton, short jumper off the glass. It is no good. And then we're going to get a jump ball as Creighton Ryan ties up Zach Hackmark. The arrow points the way of Elwood. And so Elwood will get it in the backcourt with a 1-2-2 zone trap being put on. Wellman to midcourt. Gets it to Schmeckley. Fires it on the right wing to Werger. 7-5 Overton. 3.5 to go first quarter. Werger up top working on Cahoy. Good crossover. Now finds a seam and takes it in and scores, but going to wave it off and call a travel, saying that he took just an extra little bunny hop to get through that double team. Nice move. Yeah. 7-5 Overton with the lead here in the boys' game. Girls' game was 56-49. Elwood won it. High post back into the ball game. Caleb Eklund skip pass over the left wing, spotting up for the three. It's Joel Schaefer. It's no good. Pulling down the rebound is going to be Caleb Eklund back up and in. He's got 6 of the 9 points. 9-5 Overton. Back-to-back buckets. Not on back-to-back trips, but they're up 9-5. Wellman thought about the three on the right side of the key. Crossover leaves out behind him for Werger. Back over to Wellman for the three. No good. 0-4 from downtown. Ball loose in the lane. We're going to get another jump. This one will be Overton basketball. Ryan had the rebound, and Schmeckley tied him up. Checking into the ball game now for the Pirates will be Blake Summer. Overton only being able to shoot 10 tonight because of the injuries and illness. Logan Kaiser bad back. He's here. But Logan Johnson, man, about that, play with what you got. Hayden Cahoy in the right-hand corner here for Overton. As you listen to Fort Kearney Conference basketball, down low, turnaround jumper for Tanner Ryan, draws the whistle, the foul on Aaron Wiseman. That'll be his first. Overton's quick ball movement, able to get him open. And Elwood late to slide over. And do we get the broken shoelace? Looks like one of the Elwood Pirates broken shoelace, and so Aaron Wiseman just tucks it into his shoe, and Coach Bonja has 2 free throws coming up. In the meantime, for Tanner Ryan, his first trip to the line, and the shot is on the way, no good. Checking back into the ball game, Billy Smith now makes an appearance, and coming out will be Aaron Wiseman. They'll send him to the locker room, and he'll try and find another shoelace. Rethread up his sneaker. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Hackbart, his third for Elwood. They're doing a good job on the boards. Up ahead, right corner, Shad Wellman. Back up top, Hackbart, not a... Summer loses his dribble, kicks it back out top. 2:15 to go, first quarter, 9-5 Overton. And they're 1 of 6 from three-point land, or free throw line. Wellman comes to the baseline, all kinds of contact, ball fake, gets a man in the air, but he's behind the basket, so he can't do anything and turns it over. That looked good, and again, here at the stage, I'm on the far end of where the action was at the other side, so couldn't really tell what he did to get behind that, couldn't get out from behind the glass, and ended up turning it over. Third turnover with Elwood, and three, still cold, nobody can get a three. Offensive rebound, Matt Ayton, back up Cahoy, drives the right side of the lane, skip pass back over to Ayton, ball fake, drives, ooh, shot blocked from behind on a nice save, Skylar Werger. Ayton was all ready to put up that one-hand floater from Ayton, the ball gets swatted onto the stage. Elwood's 0-4 from three-point land, Overton 0-3. Overton on the offense, underneath their own hoop, nice lob in, Tanner Ryan just takes it right to the rack down the middle of the lane and scores. 4 points for Tanner Ryan. Six in a row for Overton, 11-5. Elwood's been stuck on five for quite a while. And Zach Hackmark brings it up to Wellman. Quickly dishes it into Summers. Summers draws the double team. Got to put that shot up, and he's way off the mark. He was going to get a three-second call. And Tanner Ryan gets the rebound. Overton on a little bit of a run here. Cahoy walked with a basketball. Got the happy feet. He was going to shoot the three. Changed his mind. Turnover number two on the Eagles. Coming back in, Spencer Gittison for Elwood with two fouls and a minute 17 to go here in the first quarter. A little surprised that he's popped back in here after being on the bench for quite a while. Gittison has the ball, hands it off Hackbart. Somebody lost him. It's in the first quarter by Overton. Up top, Matty talked about that length and those long arms of Overton with Coach Kurt Bonjob at halftime of the girls' game, and that's paid off as stepping in front to make the steal is Shad Wellman. At the other end, the pull-up jumper is no good by Hackbart, and the rebound brought down by Caleb Eklund. Fast break, Cahoy beats his way through, missed the layup, tip try eight, and it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Werger. Shooting percentage not very good right now. Werger lost the handle, and it's going to be taken right back at the other end. Baseball pass up ahead and an easy layup for the cherry picker, Tanner Ryan. 13-5 Overton, 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Eight straight by the Eagles. Tight man-to-man to Wellman, got underneath. Again, the dribble lost it, throws up a wild shot, it hits the side of the board. It's pulled down, though, and a layup missed by Blake Summer. Rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan, 5 seconds. Time for a shot, Cahoy. Free throw line, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer at the horn, Creighton Ryan, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. We've had enough shots go up in the air to be 28-25, but instead it's over to 13, Elwood 5.
Nicola looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds. To Ernst, another two, Nicola, is that good?
From Mosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Berenal, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Ditta, back with you here at Elwood. I want to thank Kurt Bonjoff, not only is the boys coach, he's the athletic director, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. Elwood gets the ball to start the second quarter, and a baseline jumper by Zach Hackmark. 13-7 in favor of Overton. Skip pass over to the left-hand corner. Ball knocked off the head of Wellman out of bounds. 6 points for Tanner Ryan and Caleb Eklund for Overton. Hackbarth getting that bucket. He now has 4 to lead Elwood. With it is Joel Schaefer into the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Tanner Ryan. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Creighton Ryan. His first bucket of the ball game. And Overton getting more offensive rebounds, but there were a ton of rebounds. 13. He's going to be fouled. But we had 25 rebounds counting. To my count in the first quarter, that is abnormally high, and it just shows you how many missed shots we had in the opening 8 minutes. Returning to the lineup, Matt Ayton for Overton and Jacob Schmeckley for Elwood. The foul called on Overton's Tanner Ryan. I have that as his second. There it is. Now they change it. That is his second. Inbounds pass. The jumper from the corner, no good by Werger. Rebound to Cahoy. And up the floor come the Eagles. Cahoy top of the circle into the corner. Another three. Joel Schaefer, and one finally goes in. First three of the game for either team. 18-7 now in favor of Overton. An 11-point lead. Contact at midcourt. The ball stolen away. So that's five quick ones for Schaefer. And Overton is up 20-7, and they steal it away again. Up ahead. Give and go Ayton. Right back to Schaefer. He's fouled. Ayton with the steal, and free throws coming up for Joel Schaefer. He's got a chance to get 7 points in about 12 seconds here. Hit a three, steal layup, and steal foul. And this is on Shad Wellman, his first. Free throw is no good, though. Boy, Overton's got to concentrate a little bit better. Too early in the game to be tired and not be putting up the right technique. Second free throw. Farther rim, no good. 1 of 8. They could be up by more. Free throw missed. Hackbart fourth rebound. High post to Schmeckley. Kick it out of the wing. Entry pass to the low block. Deflected. Players fall to the ground. It will be Elwood ball underneath their own hoop. It was 5-5 since then. A 15-2 run by Overton, and they're up 20-7. Inbounds pass comes to Gittison, left-hand corner. Gets it down low to Schmeckley. No room. Kicks it out for the three-pointer. No good. One and done. Rebound brought down by Hayden Cahoy. Floats up the floor on the right wing. Reverses it left side. And stepping in front to make the steal is Aaron Wiseman. Overton's fourth turnover. Elwood not able to do anything in transition as they bring it up to Hackbart. Stops at the three-point arc. Left wing. Back up top. They'll go to Gittison. Playing catch on the left side. Entry pass to Schmeckley. Back in. First three-pointer of the ball game for Elwood, and it's 20-10 Overton. 5:50 to go here in the first half. Up top with it, Cahoy. Cahoy swings it over to Eklund. Eklund looks inside, nobody there. Skip pass outside for a three-pointer. Joel Schaefer, that's too strong. Backside rebound brought down by Spencer Gittison, his third. Outlet pass right wing, Wiseman. Wiseman throws up a wild shot off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down, Cahoy. Cahoy wants to go coast to coast, takes it right in the layup, in and out, no good. Innocent with the rebound. Everything. Right side to Gittison. Long three. It's no good. And the rebound is an offensive rebound underneath by the Pirates. That's Werger. He has to kick it out top because he was right on the baseline. And the ball is turned over here to Overton. Elwood now with 7 turnovers here in the first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, and we'll chat with girls coach Kevin Wahlberg after their 56-49 win tonight. Elwood, a couple of gals over 20 points. And we've got a whistle and a travel called on Overton. Thought we were going to get maybe a foul called here, but they say that Creighton Ryan drug his pivot foot. That'll be the fifth turnover on the Eagles, and Gittison will bring the ball to the floor. Gittison trying to avoid the extended zone trap here. In the pass knocked away. Overton is getting their hands on a lot of basketballs, a lot of tips, not allowing Elwood to get into a rhythm. They have just 10 points with 4:47 to go here in the half. They'll inbound it to the corner, down to the low block. Turnaround jumper just well defended down there by Caleb Eklund. And coming out of there with the basketball is going to be Creighton Ryan. Into the front court, 8, left-hand corner. Throws it back up top, Ryan. It's a little deep. The ball's loose. It's turned over. 2-on-1 the other way. Taking it in for the layup. Trying to contact Schmeckley, and they can't get it to go. 8 with the rebound, and he'll be fouled at midcourt. The foul going to be called on Spencer Gittison, and that's his third. And a foul you commit out at midcourt. not what he was hoping, and we're going to start to see some more players come in. Overton, J.D. Callahan, and also checking in, Justin Hodgson, a sophomore. 1-3-1 zone now being applied by Elwood. And Overton trying to throw over the top of it, go to the high post to Callahan, back out Aiden for the three. It's no good. Long rebound, though, pulled down by Hodgson, who just checked in. And Justin gets it back up top to Aiden, tried to force it to Callahan. Ball is knocked away. Overton gets it back. Good hustle there by Schaefer. Kicks it into the corner. Three, Creighton Ryan. It is no good. And we got a jump ball on the rebound. Tangle up there by Callahan and Hackbart. And the arrow points the way of Overton. Now checking in is Sean Klaus for the first time, a 5'11 sophomore for Elwood. 20-10, Overton. Midway through the second quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Ryan. Ryan attacks, has his shot blocked in there by Blake Summer, and it goes right back to Creighton. He picks up the loose ball and scores from 4 feet away. 22-10 now in favor of the Eagles. Quickly at the other end in transition, they get it down the low block. Up in traffic is Summer. Just can't get it to go. Rebound to Callahan. Elwood's getting it down on the low block and on the post, but they're double-teamed, or when they're not double-teamed, the defender's always taller as the three-pointer is blocked, but it falls right into the hands of J.D. Callahan, who puts it up and in. Schmeckley blocked the three, but it goes right into the hands of Callahan, who lays it up and in, and Elwood calls timeout. It is Overton 24 and Elwood 10, 3:23 to go in the first half. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And out of the timeout, it'll be Elwood basketball, trailing 24-10 here. And the five on the floor for the Pirates right now. You've got Aaron Weissman, Shad Wellman, Jacob Schmeckley, Blake Summer, and a Skyler Werger to inbound it here. But Elwood's got to find a way to get some offense. They haven't been able to score much from the outside. And inside, everything's getting blocked or taken away. Four block shots. A double dribble now by Elwood. That is their eighth turnover. So the second quarter has not been kind to Elwood. They were just missing shots in the first quarter. Here in the second quarter, they're not getting looks. They're committing turnovers. And Overton is starting to warm up a little bit. 24-10, 3 minutes to go before the half. Up top with it is Justin Hodgson. Good bounce pass into Callahan, but he missed the layup. That was an excellent pass from Creighton Ryan. Rebound to Werger. Up ahead, Wellman stops, pops from 17. It is no good. And the rebound over the top to grab it is going to be Aaron Weissman. And underneath they go for the bucket. Weissman to score. He's got five. 24-12 breaks another long drought by the Pirates, setting that 1-3-1 zone. Overton is 1 of 9 from three-point land. How about 1 of 10? They cast up another one. No good. Werger with his fourth rebound. Wants to go coast-to-coast. He's cut off. Kicks it out in the corner to Wellman. Throws it back to Werger. A lot of backwards passes in the front court by Elwood as of late. Wellman looks for a cutter and just throws it right into the hands of Joel Schaefer, who makes the steal, takes it at him one-on-one, and scores. 7 in the quarter, 8 in the game for Joel Schaefer, and it is 26-12. At the other end, Werger throws one up on the run, and he'll score. 26-14, 2 minutes to go before the half. Overton has the lead by a dozen. Looking for their 8th win, Elwood is 6-6. Elwood has got to make sure that they don't give up 2 and 3 chances, though, to Overton, especially with the personnel that's on the floor right now. Into the corner, another three. Joel Schaefer, that one's good. Schaefer, 10 in the quarter, and he has taken the lead out to 15, the largest of the ball game here for Overton. Chad Wellman throws it over on the right wing. Gets it to Wiseman. Tries to force it inside, and we're going to get a foul called on the Eagles, their fourth team foul. And the foul will be called on Creighton Ryan, his first. Don't forget, plenty of basketball here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio throughout the week. Right now, the Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic boys are playing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Thursday, the Kearney Catholic girls at Seward. As the inbounds pass stolen away, good read there by Creighton Ryan right underneath the hoop. Outlet the other way. Cahoy is stuffed underneath by Blake Summer, his second block shot. It'll go out of bounds. Overton keeps it. And Overton to throw it in. Joel Schaefer to do so. It's been his quarter. Trying to find Schaefer again for the three off the screen. He's there. He fires. It is in and out. No good. Blake Summer pulls down the rebound. A pretty simple inbounds play. And Overton against this 1-3-1 zone has put up 8 three-pointers here in the second quarter and 12 and a half. Only hit two, but they're still up by 15. They've been getting a lot of offensive rebounds off the misses. Here's a jumper at the other end. Wiseman just spins and shoots and drains a 15-footer. Minute go now down to 50 seconds as bringing it into the front court, Matt Ryan. Elwood needs a stop here. Can't allow Overton to score again and almost steal it away at midcourt. Will they get it? Yeah, Hackbart's got it. Takes it to the rack, lays it up and missed it. And Matt Ayton will get the rebound. And at the other end, Overton will lay it up. They'll miss it. Rebound brought down by Eklund, and he'll put it up and in. That's just a bad break for Elwood. That's a four-point swing there. 25 seconds to go before halftime. Wellman hustles it up the floor. That layup could have cut it to 11. Instead, it's back to 15. With it out front is Wiseman. He and Ayton get a little handsy, and now it's thrown away. Turnover number 7 of the quarter and a foul out around midcourt. Now, it's not going to be a free throw because we're not in the bonus yet. 10 seconds to go when Overton coach Jay Stair going to burn a timeout here to try and set up a play before halftime, and it's actually going to be a full-length timeout with 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. The foul was called on the Pirates, Chad Wellman. 10 seconds to go before the half. It's 31-16 in favor of Overton. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The end of one quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 18, Donovan Trumbull 8 in boys action on ESPN Radio. Here 10 seconds for Overton to get a shot off. They get it in, working around. Three-pointer is wide open. Joel Schaefer, no good. Offensive rebound, Matt Ayton. He forces it back up and scores, and that is the end of the first half of play. And those last two buckets take it out to 17 points. Elwood missed the layup, and then Overton came back and scored the last two buckets of the half and now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 17. Your score at the half, the Overton Eagles 33 and the Elwood Pirates 16. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, recap the girls' game with Elwood coach Kevin Malberg after their 56-49 victory. All that coming up right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to Elwood, halftime of our boys' game. where it is Overton 33 and Elwood 16. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business to residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Some other girls' scores from earlier tonight. Kearney Catholic rolls up Donovan Trumbull 72-27. Minden beats St. Paul 46-29. And at the end of one quarter in boys' action, it is Kearney Catholic 18 and Donovan Trumbull 8. That is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier tonight, in our girls' contest, it was Elwood improving to 8-5 with a 56-49 win against Overton. Rachel Mahlberg had 21 points. Anna Eggers, 20 points, 14 rebounds. And Ryan Feeney, I had her for 14 rebounds, 46 in the ball game. And Coach Kevin Mahlberg joins us to talk about the victory. And, Kevin, I said at the end of the first quarter that the boys had 25 total rebounds, and that usually means there's a lot of missed shots. Well, your girls got to a lot of them, and they really controlled the boards. That's what got you that double-digit lead tonight.
Yeah, Anna, you know, really playing well lately, and I had her for 7 offensive rebounds and 7 defensive rebounds. And
so I was right.
And we had Feeney with 13, and so we rebounded pretty well, those two girls, and Desiree, you know, fouled out early, and she had a few. Rachel, I'm not sure how many she had. But, you know, we got a lot of rebounds that we have to do. But the shots that we did give them, you know, in that first half were basically second shots that we didn't rebound on. And I think that's what Overton scored a lot of points on us in the first half. It was a lot of putbacks that we should have never gave them a second shot. And the first quarter, you know, was probably as well as we had played all year. Our plan in terms of running our offense, setting screens, and just rolling to the basket and trying to keep Kinsey Enox off the scoreboard were perfect. And then all of a sudden, the second half, or second quarter, we just don't do things that we did the first half. And that's what hurt us all year, is we're not consistent, keep doing the same things that we do the whole game.
It was a pretty good battle between Rachel and Kinsey. Did anything change defensively in the ball game? Rachel had 15 in the first half and was held to just a couple of buckets there in the second half.
You know, we played a boxing one on Kinsey, and Kinsey basically played man on Rachel the whole game. But, you know, she had 15 in the first half, and I think what happened in the second half is we wanted to go more down low because we did have a big mismatch, you know, with Eggers against their post people because of Anna's height.
And Young, too, because they had a freshman down there
The freshman down there, and we told them to Anna to post up on the block on the right side, and I'm not sure what she had in the second half, but...
12 points.
Yeah, yeah, and they were, you know, all from point blank range. And basically, she got a couple missed shots, but a lot of them were lob passes that we just got to her. We're smarter when we get up by 10 points or something like that, you know. We'd get up 10 or 12, and I thought things were under control, and then we'd take shots for no reason whatsoever, you know, and we go over, you know. The one thing I guess they listened to me too much sometimes, which might not be a good idea, because I always tell them if they pass up an open shot, they're going to sit on the bench, because, you know, if you got an open shot, I don't want to pass them up. But there comes a time when, you know, we have to take smart shots, not necessarily just throw it up there.
Talking with Kevin Mahlberg, Elwood girls coach. They went at 56. And in there and getting some layups and getting the ball where they want it to be. But as we set down the stretch, fourth quarter, 9 turnovers, 2 of 8 from the free throw line, and unfortunately for you guys, that's been a recurring theme here. 5 losses, all against some really good ball clubs, and you either had the lead or been right there in the fourth quarter of every single one of them.
Well, we played Loomis last Saturday night. You know, we were ahead going into the fourth quarter there. We ended up going 3 for 12 from the line for the game, you know, and they're 9 points right there. We get beat by 6. They make 2 free throws in 12 seconds or something. Against Elmo, we're ahead by 14 at halftime. Probably 30 seconds, and we end up losing them. So, you know, we're 8-5, and it's hard to say, you know, what we could be. But, you know, the only team that really beat us bad, and that was Arapahoe, and that's just simply because they outscored us by 18 in the second quarter, and we played absolutely terrible. But Arapahoe's got a good team, and the Watson girls just played phenomenal that night. But, yeah, we gave away some games that, you know, our record would be a lot better than 8-5.
Well, we talked about this with Kurt during your game. how interesting the conference tournament could be. Now, you've got Medicine Valley, a real tester with Amherst and Eustace Farnham, but Loomis 11-1, and for being 11-1, they've been tested by quite a few teams that are in the conference that I know feel like you do, that you could have won the ball game. So between now and then and the conference tournament, it seems like it is every year. Number one, having the number one seed might not be the best deal because it always seems to be somebody else that wins it.
Well, with tonight's win, we're either going to be the fourth or fifth seed, figuring out just basically with our record and what other teams can do. And so we're going to be a four or five seed, and Loomis will be one, and then either Amherst or Axtell will be two or three. I'm thinking Amherst will be two, Axtell three, us or Eustace four, and four or five. Hunter Wilcox Hilda.
Yeah.
You know, one of those two is going to be there. And then this loss here puts Overton in the money bracket for sure, you know. And I'd hate to be a team, a one or two seed that would have to play Overton, you know, first round if they come out of the money bracket, because, you know, they can light it up. Enoch's as good as players there in the conference. You know, and if the Beavers girl gets hot or somebody else, you know, warms up, there, you know, and some of the teams that... I'd say there's eight teams that are possibly that could win that conference tournament.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's at the Vero Event Center, and we'll be there. And, Kevin, hopefully you guys will be too. Best of luck, buddy.
We've never been there, and hopefully this will be the year that we can do it.
Always a pleasure seeing you, man.
Thanks for coming down, Doug.
Congratulations. Thanks. Kevin Malberg joining us here at halftime. They win it tonight 56-49. It was a fun game to watch this evening, and probably more fun for the Pirate fans here at home because they got the win. Halftime of the boys' game, it is 33-16 in favor of Overton. Let's take a look here at some of the first half numbers. First off, Meckley, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Blake Summer, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Chad Wellman has a rebound. Spencer Giddison, 4 rebounds. Aaron Weisman leads the team with 7 points, 1 rebound. Zach Hackbart has 4 points, and he has 5 rebounds. Ton of rebounds in this ball game. I've got to figure those up real quick here for you. It looks like 10-21. So at the half, 16 points, 21 rebounds, 1 of 3. From the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 11 turnovers. For Overton, Matt Ayton, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Joel Schaefer, 11 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. Hayden Cahoy, 5 rebounds. Creighton Ryan, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Tanner Ryan, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Caleb Eklund, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. J.D. Callahan, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Justin Hodgson also has 1 rebound. Looks like at the half, for Overton, 33 points, 25 rebounds. They are 1 of 8 from the free throw line. They are 2 of 13 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 7 turnovers, and they still lead 33-16. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. Second half is next.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Elwood gets the ball to start the second half, and after having it knocked away, their inbounds pass is stolen away, and Hayden Cahoy will go in and get his first bucket of the ball game, and it makes it 35-16, and here comes Werger at the other end, missed the layup. Offensive rebound, though, is Schmeckley, and he'll put it up and in. Offensive glass, key on both ends, just that Overton has been getting way more boards with an opportunity to score here at the other end. Caught down low, Creighton Ryan. His pass through the paint is knocked away, and last touch by Overton. So Overton will turn it over for the first time in the half. 6-6 for Elwood. 7-5 for Overton. Elwood plays at Medicine Valley on Thursday, and then a tough one at Amherst next week. Here's Wellman, a long three. It goes off the rim and then over the backboard and out of bounds. As for Overton, after tonight's ball game, The Eagles will also be in action later this week at Eustis Farnham on Friday, and then they will take on a pretty tough Shelton team 1 week from tonight back at home. It's going to be an interesting D1 matchup there. Overton ball works it around the perimeter here against the 1-3-1 zone of the Elwood Pirates, and they end up dropping the ball out of bounds. It'll be Elwood ball. But Elwood's got to find a way to get their offense going, averaging 54 points a game, only had 16 at half. And on the inbounds pass, there's a tie-up and a foul going to be called on Creighton Ryan. Trying to rip that ball out of there, and Ryan just had his arm in the wrong spot. That'll be his second foul and the first of the half. What an outstanding refereeing job we've seen so far tonight from the other two guys. Randy Beanoff, though, standing in front of us, is questionable at best. As the Pirates will get the basketball into the front court to Schmeckley. Pump fake, puts up the 10-footer off the rim. Aiden Cahoy gets the rebound. Cold shooting night for Elwood. As Aiden spots up for three in transition, he throws it over everything, and the ball comes down to Schmeckley. 2 of 14 from downtown for Overton, 1 of 8 at the other end, and Schmeckley the runner in traffic, no good. Aiton gets the rebound, his 7th, down the middle of the floor, has it tipped away from behind. Overton's 3rd turnover here in the quarter, and Elwood picks up the loose ball. Into the front court, Shad Wellman, right in front of the Elwood bench. Dumps it down to the corner to Spencer Gittison, yet to score. The low block, Schmeckley turns with the left hand. Aiton got a hand on it. The shot's no good. Matt gets the rebound. Up to Cahoy. Around the maze of white and maroon. Bounce pass underneath to Schaefer, who lays it up and in for his 13th point. And then Elwood on the inbound tosses it away. Checking back into the ball game, Blake Summer. Again on Thursday here on Classic Hits, we've got Amherst at Gibbon. Friday, the Kearney Catholic girls will host Pierce, who is undefeated and ranked 4th in C1. Saturday, the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament from Gibbon starts at approximately 2, and we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. As Elwood tries to steal the ball away, but steps out of bounds. A couple of weeks away from the conference tournament, as we said, we will follow the Fort Kearney and Luplat Conference tournaments here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. Overton ball into the right-hand corner. Eklund, Caleb down to the low block to Schaefer. Jump pass to the left corner, Cahoy. His shot from three is off the mark. Ball tapped out of bounds off of the Eagles. 37-18 Overton, 5:32 to go here in the third quarter of play on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and FlatRiverPreps.com. Skyler, we're going to the front court. He has been pretty quiet here in the ball game. Averages 12. He's got 3. Looking for some help as Spencer Gittison gets it back to Werger against the Overton man-to-man. Spread the floor and kick it to Summer 22 feet away. Summer guarded out here by Ryan on the right wing. Takes one dribble. Now gets himself in trouble, and it's going to be stolen away. Joel Schaefer at half court lays it in. Overton knows where it's at. Now they slap it over the half court. They're going to need to hustle, or it's going to be 10 seconds. Ball stolen away. What a backwards pass by 8. The shot no good. Rebound, Ryan. It's up no good. And then finally, Sean Klaus picks up the loose ball, and Overton missed the golden opportunity there. Elwood just needs some points. Only 2 points here in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. Werger for 3. It will just not go through that orange cylinder. And Creighton Ryan with his 4th rebound. Elwood has to be shooting around 20-10. Goes out of bounds. Each team with 4 turnovers here in less than 4 minutes of the third quarter, so it has not been a particularly well-played quarter to this point. Against the pressure, Gittison brings it across the timeline, needs a screen, doesn't get it. The ball's dribbled out of bounds. And we're going to get a foul here on Matt Aiton. He jumped in front and called the block. Overton Trans not a fan of that one. And it will be Elwood ball underneath there. Gets it to Klaus. Klaus the free throw line. Back up top, Wellman over to Werger. Got by his defender. Tries the hoop and scores. Finally an opening for Elwood. The ball movement they've been looking for. Because Overton overplays it, there was a ball fake. Klaus kind of inadvertent. I mean, he wanted to throw it to his left. And when he did, that opened up the backside. Cahoy's 3 all the way around and out. No good. And the board by Blake Sutton will be his 3rd. up ahead well, but a three in transition. It's off the mark. Klaus, point-blank rebound, missed it. Missed the putback. Ball loose, and Ayton had the basketball knocked out of his hands after grabbing the rebound. Well, Sean Klaus wants it back. He was so excited that he got a rebound underneath the hoop. And he just put it up too strong. 39-20. Overton leads it. Been a rough third quarter, though. 6 points for Overton and 4 points for Elwood. 3:30 to go. Ryan, but Ryan was cutting and the ball went behind him. Turnover number 12 for Overton. Elwood brings them off the floor here. Just any kind of a little offensive run. Get the crowd into it. Get them going again. Wellman behind the back at the top of the key. Swings it over to the right side to Blake Summer. Summer guarded out there by Tanner Ryan. Quickly reversed to Werger. Three-point land. Ball fake. Drive. Scoop shot. Good. Back-to-back buckets by Skyler. And a quick inbounds pass up ahead. Joel Schaefer already into the front court. Back to the trailer. Eight. Swings it left side. Here comes Ryan. Into the paint. Has his shot rejected by Blake Summer. His third block. Werger up the floor. Weaves his way through. Out of control, but still scores. Three in a row by Skyler Werger. And it's still a 15-point lead, but a little something positive going offensively here for the Elwood Pirates. Ayton dribbles it off Klaus's leg, picks it back up, and a travel called. And let's see if Coach Jay Stair gets off the bench with a token timeout here. He doesn't need to use it with a 15-point lead, but not pleased with what's going on right now. Cahoy, Ryan, Tanner, and Creighton. Ayton and Schaefer, the five on the floor here for Overton. And it will be Shad Wellman with the ball for the Pirates on the right wing. Draws the double team. Up top to Gittison. Gittison hasn't done anything offensively. Usually doesn't. Gets it to Summer. His jumper in the lane, no good. Long rebound comes out to Ayton. They want to run. Up ahead. Scoop shot, good. Joel Schaefer, six of the quarter, 17 of his team's 41 points. And how about Matt Ayton? That's his 10th rebound. Wellman expecting some contact with when he lowered his shoulder, and his scoop shot was too strong. Cahoy the rebound all the way to the other end. His scoop shot is too strong. Rebound brought down by Schaefer. Put back is blocked by Summer. Blake's fourth block. Elwood ball. Push on the floor. Klaus grabs it again. And to the other end come the Pirates. Swing it over to Wellman. He'll skip pass. He'll try that three, and it's over everything. Just knocked it out of the Pirates. And the rebound brought down by Cahoy. All the way to the other end. Stops. Shoots. And a travel called. Elwood is 1 of 11 from three-point land. Overton is 2 of 16. And we've got multiple substitutions. Kurt Bonjoff is going to clear his bench. What's out there isn't working. And he played the bench with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter and a 41-24 Overton lead. Let's make sure that all five are out there. So here's Brandon Grafton in. Weisman back in. And now Billy Smith. Minute 15 to go in the quarter. Elwood pulls up the three. Wiseman, front of the iron, no good. Long rebound comes out to Matt Ayton, and he's already off to the races. Tries to make a fancy no-look pass. It's knocked out of bounds. That brought Jay Stair off. If it's not perfect, the coach is going to be all over you. Off the inbound, a three-pointer. Shane, left-hand corner, comes up short, no good. High in the air, Ayton, the rebound. The putback from 2 feet rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound, Summer. And Elwood Summer is fouled. Or did they call it jump? But they did call it foul. Big second foul. Third foul of the half on Overton. Elwood has not been called for a foul this quarter. 50 seconds to go here in quarter number three. It's still 41-24 Overton. Elwood ball pass by Schmeckley. Goes off the hoist foot and out of bounds. Elwood will take it out underneath their own hoop. Wiseman takes it into the corner to Smith. Back out top. The ball is picked away by Matt Ayton. Ayton to the other end. Layup good. Second bucket of the ball game for Matt Ayton. That is the seventh turnover of the quarter for Elwood. 43-24. High post. It's going to be Summer. Kicks it out to the wing. The three-pointer by Wiseman. It is no good. Another Cahoy rebound. He's got nine. Coast to coast. Dishes it off underneath for Ayton. And a foul going to be called before all kinds of contact happened to the lane. Overton's eighth turnover of the quarter. 15 combined turnovers as Blake Teedy will check in here for the Pirates. And Elwood will have the ball for what could be the final possession here of number three. Right, that ball in the backcourt. Teedy throws it over the top to Wiseman, to Schmeckley in the paint. Back out top, they'll go to Smith. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass knocked away by Cahoy into the crowd goes Blake Teedy. Ball stays with Elwood. 8 seconds to go. And Teedy drilled in. Go all the way to the backcourt, and Ayton knocked it away, and then goes off of Matt out of bounds. So a break for Elwood. Don't want to throw it that way with 5 seconds to go. Now they've got to take it out of midcourt. And they throw it backwards again to Wiseman. Wiseman finds a little seam, a running three at the horn, almost banked it in. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It's Overton 43, Elwood 24. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Overton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead it 43-24. That third quarter, kind of one to forget. Nobody could score. Nobody could hang on to the ball. And driving in, Tanner Ryan loses it out of bounds. Joel Schaefer, a game-high 17 for Overton. Caleb Eklund has 8. On the other end, Elwood's only had 4 players score in the game. Skyler Werger has 9 after getting 6 of his team's 8 points in the third quarter. So Overton on cruise control, but now Coach Dare looking for his team to stay strong, do some things right. Nice bounce pass underneath. Turnaround jumper is no good by Creighton Ryan. Fighting for the loose ball is Caleb Eklund. Got it. Knocked out of his hands. Justin Hodgson starts the fourth quarter here for Overton as Jay Callahan, along with Tanner Ryan, Caleb Eklund, and Creighton Ryan. And on the inbounds, a foul called on Elwood. 2 free throws coming up. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elwood, Overton, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Foul on Elwood's Jacob Schmeckley, the first of the half on the Pirates. Of 8 until that point right there, 7th point for Ryan. The 3-point shooting, though, 2 of 17 for Overton, 1 of 13 for Elwood. Second free throw, no good. The ball out of bounds. And they're going to let it stay with Overton. As the ball deflected off an Elwood Pirate down low, and so Overton catches the break, and Creighton Ryan to throw it in. Ryan's pass, kicked in the right-hand corner to Callahan, tries to drop it over there to Creighton Ryan again, and he couldn't handle it. Out of bounds it goes. That is going to be the 9th turnover of the half, 16th of the game on Overton. Elwood had 7 in the third quarter, 18 in the game. Shad Wellman with his pass over to Werger. Werger attacks the right baseline, and he is going to get shoved as he heads to the hoop. They're going to say it is before the shot, and Elwood will have to take it out underneath as Caleb Eklund shoved him on the way by. His first and the team's 4th. As it will be Elwood ball underneath their own hoop, trying to force it underneath the paint. It wasn't there. The ball is kicked away. And a travel going to be called on Overton. They couldn't come out of there cleanly with it. So, not a clean steal. Just Elwood gets to keep it. And Chan. And will be Aaron Wiseman. It is the Kearney Catholic boys at halftime leading Donovan Trumbull 28-16. That's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Give you some other scores in a minute here. Three-pointer on the way by the Pirates. Another miss. That one was from Giddison. Rebound brought down by Eklund. They're his seventh board. And right now, Overton dominating the boards. Hodgson up top. Off the pick, left wing, three-pointer, Caleb Eklund. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to go to Elwood. Earlier tonight, it was the Elwood girls beating Overton 56-49. Kearney Catholic beat Donovan Trumbull girls 72-27. It was the Minden girls over St. Paul 46-29. 44-24, Overton leading Elwood. Wiseman's open jumper, no good. Didn't follow his shot. Now ran up the floor with a 360 move. Now takes it in, just got waxed across the arm. They're going to have to check that to make sure it's still attached. He'll get two free throws. Tanner, though, just 1 of 4 at the line with 7 points in the game. As you can kind of hear, just not a lot going on here in the gymnasium. Overton leads, but they haven't done anything real exciting to get their crowd going, and Elwood has just struggled all night from the field as the free throw by Tanner Ryan is up and in. And Blake Summer will check in. Second free throw coming up from Tanner Ryan. So Ryan hits them both. He's got all 3 points here in the fourth quarter for Overton. 6.5 to go, 46-24. Wellman for three at the other end. It just won't go. Rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan. Overton wants to run. Ryan pulls up, and it's a two-pointer. 19-footer for Tanner Ryan. 5 in a row for Tanner. And that makes it 48-24, the largest lead of the ball game here for the Eagles. Up top with it, and another three. Giddison, front of the iron. The odds are one of these things got to go in, and Justin Hodgson gets the rebound for Overton. 6 minutes to go. Tough night for the Pirates, and Callahan at the other end is going to be fouled on his shot. Elwood, this just isn't their deal. They score points. Now, Alma held them to 31, and Cambridge held them to 33, but outside of that, this is a team that scores points, win or lose. They are on pace for their lowest offensive output of the year. Wellman commits his third foul. Third of the half on Elwood, and J.D. Callahan to shoot two free throws. First one of the game for him is short. And now here comes Matt Aiton, Joel Schaefer, Hayden Cahoy back onto the floor. And Eklund and Callahan will stay on. Callahan to shoot his second free throw. Got a bucket back in the second quarter. And the second free throw, that one got there, and it is good. 3 points for J.D. Callahan. 49-24 Overton. Driving in Wiseman. He'll put the runner up in the lane. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Hayden Cahoy. He's got 10 to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper. It's good. And now it is a rout, 51-24. Werger, well, he traveled. Werger walked with the basketball. He just protected that ball like he was trying to go into the touchdown. He saw two Overton Eagles blocking his way, and it was like trying to go in goal line. And the first turnover of the fourth quarter here for Elwood. But for Overton, they've started the fourth quarter on an 8-0 run. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining, but with this one out of hand, it looks like they're just going to let it play out. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the Visco Sports postgame show. Final stats, chat with the coach, and we'll send you on home for your Tuesday evening. 5:30 to go in the game. Somebody off the screen lost Eklund. His 10-footer straight away won't go, though. And Giddison will pull down his fifth rebound here for Elwood. And then he went to make the pass to Schmeckley, who fell down as the pass got to him. Somehow he got it back, dished it underneath to Summer, his short jumper. Well, no surprise, it doesn't go. It's like they're playing with an egg on the Elwood side, and Aiton travels with the basketball. It's more like watching a game played outside in the summer than inside in January for both these teams right now. It's just dribble down and shoot. With it is Wiseman. Gets it into Summer. Summer tries to find some room. Can't get the shot. Back out top to Giddison. Over to Schmeckley. Wrap around down to the low block. Gets it to Grafton underneath to his teammate, who puts it up and in for the foul. Aaron Wiseman has a chance at a three-point play. He had 7 points in the second quarter, and that's the first bucket since then. And it comes along with an additional free throw. foul will be called on Hayden Cahoy. That's his second. Again, fouls in either game tonight have not really been an issue. Had to have some of the girls' games to get it the bonus. And the free throw up and in. Wiseman now into double digits with 10 points. 51-27 Overton. 4:45 to go here on Classic Hits. Bounce pass underneath to Callahan. He'll lay it over the top of Wiseman and score. And that was a pretty good shot because Wiseman was way up in the air going for the block. Cahoy with the assist. The other end, Wiseman, he'll put it up. It's a block by Callahan, but it falls right underneath into the hands of Brandon Grafton, and he will lay it up and in. So in the right place at the right time, Grafton, his first bucket of the ball game. Top of the key is Hodgson. Justin swings it over the left wing, back up top, Cahoy. Cahoy's going to take the long three. It's off the heel, no good. High in the air, rebound brought down by Caleb Eklund, no good. And then grabbing the ball underneath is going to be Grafton. And a whistle for an Overton foul. That'll be the sixth foul of the game on Overton. So no free throws yet. The second on Caleb Eklund. 53-29. Eagles, they will go to 8-5. And Elwood will drop below 500 at 6-7. Elwood started the season 1-3. Battled back to 500 with a win against Loomis last week. Ball kicked out of bounds. And Schmeckley to throw it in here for Overton. It went past who he wanted to get it to, but it's at the top of the key to Wiseman. Now the ball being kicked around. Ayton picks up the loose ball, feeds it underneath to Cahoy. Cahoy is grabbed, and he'll get two free throws. 20th turnover for Elwood. And two free throws for Cahoy. First trip to the line, 4 points, 10 rebounds. And if Caleb Eklund can get a couple more, Overton would have three players in double-digit boards. Free throw on the way. No good, Cahoy. And that's not necessarily a great thing because, again, they've missed a lot of shots. Coach Jay Stair says they have just not shot the ball well this season, and they haven't shot the ball all that well tonight. Neither team has. Second free throw now for Cahoy. And that one rattled in. Hayden now with 5 points in the basketball game. 54-29. As they get it inside, ball fake and a one-hand jumper on the way by Summer. No good. Ayton pulls down his 15th board down to Cahoy, trying to lob it underneath. The ball knocked away. Don't forget, Hastings College basketball, they're on the road tomorrow. UNK basketball, they're at Doan, by the way. UNK basketball will host Central Missouri State tomorrow night, 5:30, 7:30. Underneath the hoop, the inbounds pass goes to Schaefer, has it swatted back to him by Blake Summer. I've got Blake for 5 block shots of the game, and Elwood throws it away. Over the head of Grafton, he jumped just to make it look good. That was still about 8 feet over his head. So we're just playing out the string here at Elwood. Again, want to thank Kurt Bonjoff, the athletic director, and everybody here at Elwood. It's been a long time since we've been here, and the three-pointer at the top of the key is no good by Matt Ayton, rebound Blake Summer. Also to our sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. At the other end, three-pointer on the way by Wiseman, bouncing on the rim once, twice, won't go. Rebound brought down by Hayden Cahoy, and as he heads up the floor, he lost the ball out of bounds. Again, they need to take an eraser to that three-point line tonight because it has just messed up both teams. The teams are a combined 3 of 37 from beyond the arc. Looking to throw it in here. Some pressure in the front court. They tried to get it to Wiseman. All kinds of trouble for Giddison. He overthrew him, and Elwood turns it over for the 22nd time. Cahoy into the right-hand corner. Eight, one more three, finally, and it's all net. Eight with his first three-pointer of the ball game. They had missed 9 in a row before that one, and it's 57-29. Here is Summer back out top to Giddison. His pass knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Elwood Pirates, and we're going to start to see the benches cleared here with 2:36 to go in the game. Although we've seen almost everybody in the game for both teams, Overton is going to bring in Chase Horn, J.D. Callahan, Tanner Ryan, along with Creighton Ryan and Chris Seberger. Overton on the floor with Billy Smith, Brandon Grafton, Blake Teedy, Sean Klaus, and also Jacob Schmeckley. And Elwood turns it over here for the 23rd time in the basketball game. Stay with us. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up. We'll have a quick wrap-up of the scores and a chat with Coach Jay Stair here on Classic Hits. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic and ESPN are on ESPN Radio, 1460-1550. Schmeckley makes the steal, heads to the other end, pulls up from eight, and Jacob knocks down his third bucket of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 57-31. So it will not be the lowest output of the season for Elwood. And down low, Tanner Ryan got free and got clocked as he goes to the hoop. So a lot of fouls being called here in the fourth quarter, and rightfully so. It'll be the first foul of the game on Grafton. And at the line to shoot two, Tanner Ryan. He is 3 of 6, and he's now 3 of 7, as that free throw is no good. Second free throw now. Tanner puts it up, spinning on the rim, no good. Now ball loose, picked up underneath by Chase Horn, and Horn will be fouled. To the line to shoot two is Chase. 5'10 junior gets a chance to get the scorebook here as Schmeckley called for his second foul. Horn takes a lot of dribbles, puts it up, and no good. 57-31, Overton in command with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go. Second free throw now by Horn. And this one is up, and it is too strong, but the rebound came right back out to Chase. Now he'll need a teammate to kick it to. He does to Ryan. Back cut is there. The layup is up, and it is in, and a foul to go along with it. Creighton Ryan saw the ball get deflected out, immediately cut to the hoop, and a nice pass to him underneath from Tanner Ryan. Imagine that those two have done that a few times. The foul called on Grafton. And now the free throw attempt, the first one of the ball game for Creighton Ryan. He's got 6 points. He's got 7 as that one is up, and it is in, and Overton gets to 60. 60-31. Eagles have dominated the game, and that's still without shooting that well. In the corner is Blake Teedy. Around the perimeter, the ball stolen away. Headed to the other end for the layup, and scoring is going to be Creighton Ryan. And a timeout called here by Overton to get some players into the ball game. 1:36 to go, 62-31 Overton. The timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Minute 36 left in our ball game, and it will be Elwood basketball, 62-31. They've got things doubled up as Sean Klaus has it. Gets it to Delton Ulmer. Ulmer down to the low block, knocked away Callahan. So everybody that's in the ball game trying to have a little extra time here, hustle while they're out there. Elwood ball in front of their own bench. And to throw it in will be Ulmer. Bounce pass out top, right back to him so he can get a three-pointer away. It's no good. Backside rebound, run down by Klaus, and then he throws it off one of the Overton players to save the possession as it goes out of bounds. Sean's got 4 rebounds here in the ball game. It will be Elwood ball. And they'll give it to Billy Smith to throw it in. Fourth quarter has kind of drug on here with all the whistles. And again, that's a well-called game. Into Klaus, free throw line, wants to get a shot away. Does, and it's good. Sean Klaus knocks down his first bucket of the ball game. 62-33 Overton, and we have 1 minute left of the ball game. Justin Hodgson over on the right wing outside the arc. Horn inside to Callahan, dribbled it off his foot. Klaus blocks his shot now, and Elwood comes out of there with a basketball. It's Dalton Ulmer into the front court to Billy Smith. Down to the baseline, Grafton back out to Smith. 45 seconds to go, guarded by Hodgson. Up top going for the steal is Chris Seeberger. Didn't quite get it, and it's going to be grabbed by Elwood. 35 seconds left. Looking for some room is Smith. Into Klaus. Klaus uses his dribble. Dishes it back out top. Off the screen. Jumper is blocked by Tanner Ryan. Ryan comes away with the ball. Baseball pass to the other end. Reverse layup up and in for Chris Seeberger. 64-33, 15 seconds left. Billy Smith once again brings it up the floor for what should be the final possession of the ball game. His pass knocked away. Overton wants one more. Gets it over to Ulmer. To Klaus. 6 seconds. 4 seconds. And Elwood takes a three at the horn, and it is no good. And that is the way the ball game went tonight for the Pirates. Cold, cold night. Colder inside, I think, than it was outside. And it's good enough for Overton as they roll to a 64-33 win over the Elwood Pirates. And we will be back with the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to Overton, or Elwood, excuse me, as Overton has beaten Elwood 64-33 with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda here with you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, outfitting the state of Nebraska. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Elwood. Six players ended up scoring tonight, and for Skyler Werger, 9 points, four rebounds. He had three straight buckets in the third quarter, and that was about it for him tonight. 9 points, four rebounds, and a block. Jacob Schmeckle, 6 points, six rebounds, and a block. Blake Summer didn't score, but he had five rebounds and five blocks. Shad Wellman, one rebound. Spencer Gittison, five rebounds. Aaron Wiseman off the bench led the Pirates tonight with 10 points, one rebound. Zach Hackbart, 4 points, four rebounds. Brandon Grafton, 2 points, one rebound. And Sean Klaus, 2 points, four rebounds, and one block. 21 rebounds in the first half, only 11 in the second half for Elwood. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, and 1 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, we talked about it all night long. It wasn't good for either team. For Elwood, 1 of 7 in the first half, and 0 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Elwood had 16 points at halftime, 17 in the second half. The Pirates finished with 33 points, 32 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 19 from three-point land, 8 block shots, 24 turnovers. Elwood will fall to 6-7 on the season, and they will play at Medicine Valley on Thursday and at Amherst 1 week from tonight. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for Overton after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers that I had for the Overton Eagles. 8 players scored, 2 in double figures, and they just dominated the boards tonight. Matt Ayton had him for 7 points and a game-high 15 rebounds. Joel Schaefer led the way scoring with 17-point ball game for the Eagles tonight. He had 2 rebounds and 2 block shots. Hayden Goy, 5 points, 11 rebounds. Creighton Ryan, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Chris Seeberger, 2 points. Hannah Ryan, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Caleb Eklund, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and a block. Justin Hodgson, 2 rebounds. Chase Horn, 2 rebounds. And J.D. Callahan, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. I had Overton for 25 rebounds in the first half, 26 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 6 of 13, which was all in the fourth quarter, in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 13 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, 11 in the second half. Overton had 33 points at halftime, 31 points in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 64 points, 51 rebounds, 7 out of 21 from the free throw line, 3 out of 21 from three-point land, 6 block shots, and 18 turnovers, and they win the game 64-33. Overton improves to 8-5 on the season, and they will be at Eustis Farnham on Friday. Return home to take for the conference tournament. And Coach Jay Stair joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And Coach, you weren't kidding. You've had trouble scoring the ball this year, and that's why you had 51 turnovers. You hit a lot of offensive glass, but second, third opportunities tonight. You guys still find a way to win this ball game without shooting the ball that well.
Yeah, the 51 rebounds obviously is something that people will say, well, man, they hit a lot or got a lot of rebounds. We did on the offensive end and defensive just because Elwood wasn't making shots there in the second half. You know, you're reading the stat line there, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, that's not very good. But when we come out and we are ahead and on top and with the score, you know, it obviously is nice. You don't – shooting-wise, we've just had a difficult time putting the basket – ball in the basket. You know, not necessarily three-point shots at times. And the back is usually pretty well, and for some reason, we just haven't been shooting very well this year, you know, starting with the Ravenna game and this holiday tournament and everything. We're having a difficult time there at the free throw line as well. But they're making enough plays on defense. I think one constant thing that we've been able to do so far is we have been able to play decent defense, and we did a good job of forcing one and done tonight, getting the rebounds and trying to push the ball up the floor. Now we just got to learn how to and do a better job of converting those.
Yeah, Elwood had a real tough time scoring, second lowest game of the year for them. But we talked with Coach Bonjoff when we previewed it at halftime of the girls' game that you may not have 6'6", 6'7", guys, but your guys, their arms must be 8 feet long, and they just cover a lot of space.
Yeah, we're not extremely tall. You know, our tallest kids are – we have a couple 6'3 kids. But, you know, I'm a tall person. I'm 6'5", and I got a pretty good wingspan myself. And, you know, I think two of them are just as, you know, as long as I am with their wingspan. And they do create problems. You know, you may think that if we're in our zone, they may think that they got some room. And, you know, they tip a lot of balls, you know. When we're in man, if the team makes a bad pass, you know, we get a lot of hands on the ball. And you know, that's to our advantage. We thought that that'd be something as a strength for us this year. We just, like you said, though, we do have to convert on the other end.
What about the stretch coming up? You still got some pretty – you've played some good teams. You've got some good teams to come. Now, I know Eustis Farnham is struggling, but next week, Shelton and Elm Creek, and then you're going to get into a conference tournament that's pretty balanced. I think everybody's still going to look at you guys as the favorite, but, boy, there's a lot of guys with records that are pretty similar right now.
Yeah, you know, going into this year, I think there was going to be a lot more parity than there has been in the past. Obviously, if you look at the records, there's a lot of people fairly close to each other. You know, you don't have just the knockout records like in the past where, you know, team may only have one or two losses on the boys' side. And I think, you know, going in after this week when they seed, or this week after they seed it, you know, I think anybody, obviously, everybody has to be on their game, because if you don't show up, you're going to be in trouble against the team that you play. And I think there are definitely, I would say, at least the top seven, maybe even you could throw in an eighth team in there, that it's up for grabs in anybody. You know, we are lucky enough to be 8-5 right now, and I know Elm Creek is has a similar record. Amherst has a similar record. Wilcox Hildreth is right up in there. But even Elwood, you know, they play a tough Arapaho team last week to 10 or 11 points. Very difficult. They beat, which I think is a, I think Loomis is a very good basketball team. They just, they've kind of struggled a little bit with some injuries at the beginning of the year and just kind of haven't found much of a stride right now. And I, you know, they're a good basketball team. Obviously Amherst has shown that they can play. Axtell, I think they got good quality kids. They just, they haven't meshed yet, you know, and I think anybody can get hot. You know, it's going to be up for grabs. And we just hopefully we can, you know, go into Eustace on Friday and continue to try to improve, you know, going into next week even and just get better.
Well, we'll let you get ready and get on the road home. Good crowd tonight, and we'll see if this gets a little winning streak going for the Eagles.
I hope so. You know, we got two in a row now. Hopefully we can continue to do that. You know, once we have everybody back now. We were one short tonight with the Kaiser kid getting injured in practice last night. Hopefully we can get him back and just, you know, just try to develop some continuity. You know, practice, you can develop that stuff, but games obviously are a little bit different situation. And when you can get everybody involved and see what their role is and whatnot, I think everything will hopefully start clicking for us, you know, hopefully at the right time. And it definitely needs to. I think if we continue to play defense and get a little bit better on offense, I think we will be a difficult team down the road. And hopefully the kids can get things turned around.
All right, buddy. We'll see you down the road and hopefully at the Vero Event Center in the conference tournament.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Jay Stair, head coach of the Overton Eagles, and that's going to wrap up our coverage tonight of Fort Kearney Conference basketball. As the team split on the girls' side, it was Elwood holding off Overton 56-49. Big night, Rachel Malberg, 21 points. Anna Eggers, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks. Ryan Feeney also had 14 rebounds. Overton was led by Kinsey Enoch with 20 points in the ball game. And as you just heard, Overton cruises in the boys' game, 64-33. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. On Tuesday night, we've wrapped up on ESPN 1460. They're in the fourth quarter. The Kearney Catholic boys, 39, and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, 27 on ESPN 1460. Thursday, I'll be in Seward as the Kearney Catholic undefeated girls, who won 72-27 tonight. They will be at four-time defending state champion Seward. Tip-off at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Friday on ESPN, Kearney High is at Lincoln Southeast. Saturday on ESPN, Kearney High will host Fremont. Here on Classic Hits, Thursday, a doubleheader, Amherst at Gibbon. Friday, the Kearney Catholic girls will host undefeated Pierce. Saturday, it's the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Finals from Gibbon, starting at approximately 2 o'clock. Again, the final score in the boys' game, 64-33. Overton takes care of Elwood. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.